Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Thursday, January 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The DOJ takes on robocalls, Microsoft's earnings call insights, and MIDI 2.0 is here. This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed lawsuits against two small telecommunications providers who allegedly connected hundreds of millions of fraudulent robocalls from Indian call centers to U.S. residents, per reporting in Ars Technica. The case is calling for the companies to be cut off from the U.S. telephone network, and the DOJ reports that a judge has already issued a restraining order against one of the defendants. The case outlines that during a 23-day period in May and June last year, defendant toll-free deals connected 720 million calls to U.S. numbers, and 182 million of those came from a single India-based call center. More than 90% appeared to have come from one of 1,000 source numbers, and of those, 80% have been associated with robocalls. So why do we care? First off, thank goodness, right? The DOJ taking on something we all collectively care about. The Fed is at war with robocallers as the FCC has pushed providers to implement a caller authentication system as well. Here's something that jumped out too. The two U.S. companies that are being sued were tiny. Per the lawsuit, they were operated out of the home of their owners. Next time you think a home-based business is inconsequential, think about the robocalling empire these two companies built. Besides the obvious thankfulness of not being annoyed by robocalls, I'm surprised the telcos aren't protecting customers better, even with a paid option. Free market isn't quite protecting us here. From a services perspective, it's the impact on fraud that matters. Besides robocalls, many of these incidents are scams, impersonating the IRS, Microsoft, and other big companies, and all about sending the scammers money. Good news, this may go down, but still a vast sea of opportunity in continued ongoing training, which is shown to work. We're in earnings call season, and Microsoft released numbers about their Q4 2019, which is their second quarter of the 2020 fiscal year. They outperformed analyst predictions in revenue, and notably had a 29% gain for cloud and 17% for productivity. Azure revenue increased by 64%, Office saw 16% growth for commercial and 19% for personal. Their personal computing group, which includes Windows, Surface, and Xbox, saw 2% growth, which was driven primarily by Windows 7 upgrades to Windows 10. Gaming was a disappointment, with a drop of 11% for Xbox. So why do we care? Microsoft is clearly firing on all cylinders, and I admit to being a fan. Azure growth numbers were the first piece I noticed. And as I commented recently in the FiverOneer community, the cloud pie is getting bigger for everyone. Let's watch to see how that number continues to do as time goes on and their raw revenue gets bigger and the law of big numbers kicks in. Office growth is good too for tech services. Windows 7 is still out there with a significant install base to chase. Opportunities abound here. The gamer in me notices the Xbox decline, but as the earnings call notes, new devices come out in the fall, and their Xbox Game Pass subscription service is the clear leader in this space, and Microsoft is best positioned to handle cloud gaming as it comes. MIDI 2.0 has been approved unanimously as an update to the audio interface technology, some 35 years after the standard was first established. Notable new improvements include two-way communication, automatic profiles to set up new gear, more accurate timing, and upgrading messages from 7 bits to 32. The new standard is also backward compatible with the previous. So why do we care about this one? This may seem obscure, but with creatives becoming part of every organization, this actually is a lot more widespread than you might think. Think of all the video being produced by companies. Kudos for making backwards compatibility part of the standard, a very smart move and one other standards groups should watch. New MIDI 2.0 devices will work together with the new spec, and older devices will work as they always have. If you work with creatives, this is exciting. Today's episode is brought to you by all the ways you can get the Business of Tech content. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, every Monday we've got a recap of stories you might have missed from the podcast, including links out to our videos and live streams. If you're interested in the videos, subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll get all the videos, access to the podcast, as well as the ability to watch our weekly live streams. This week, I'm going to try something out. I'm going to put the content from the live streams into 2 bonus episodes for this weekend. I'm looking forward to your feedback. Let me know if you like this format and if it's useful for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.